So let's review. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding at what point crops become obligated in Maaser. One pasuk says Be'arta Kodesh Min Abayis, referring to the crops entering a house, while another pasuk says Va'ochel B'sharecha B'saveyu, referring to the crops entering the gate of one's courtyard. Therefore, Bianai says Ein Hatevel Mischayv B'Maaser at Shiro Pnei Abayis. Crops only become obligated in Maaser when their processing at the piles is complete and ready for threshing, and they entered on one's house. However, the pasuk also refers to a gateway, teaching us the ma'ayilei derech shar lafuki derech gagis v'kafifis deloy. They're only obligated if they come in through an ordinary doorway, not through rooftops or backyards. On the other hand, Rabbi Yechida maintains that for lachotze kavas, they become obligated in ma'aser when their processing is complete and even if they enter one's courtyard. However, the pasuk also refers to a house, teaching us chotzer dumi debayis, ma'bayis hamishtamer af chotzer hamishtameres. Just as a house is a guarded area, only a guarded courtyard obligates a Maaser. The Gemara challenges both interpretations from the Braisa side in the previous daf. The owner may snack from the produce during the harvest and is not obligated a Maaser, and the worker may do so as well. And as Rashi explains, we do not consider his rights to the produce to be akin to a sale, which would obligate him to take maaser even from unprocessed produce. We can therefore infer, actually buying produce does obligate a maaser, and my lav besada. Seemingly this is true even in the fields where the worker eats, and as Rashi explains, mekech le'odiv migmar malacha. If a purchase obligates unprocessed produce in maaser even when in the field, surely processing the produce obligates in the fields as well, and the produce does not need to enter the house or the courtyard. The Gemara answers, "B'te'enu hoimed this begina, v'noifa noite l'chotzer askinon, l'manda oma l'bayis l'bayis." We're discussing a tree that is in one's garden, but its branches reach into his courtyard or his house, and the fruits are in the house or courtyard as soon as they are picked. Therefore, the owner is focused on his crop, and so until the entire crop is processed and brought into his house or courtyard, they're not completed and potter b'maaser. While one who buys produce is only concerned with his purchase, and they are chayv b'maaser as soon as they are picked. The Gemara earlier inferred, buying produce does obligate it in maaser m'deraisa. The Gemara now refutes this halacha from the following braisa. The shops of Beis Hinoi were destroyed 3 years before Yerushalayim because they ignored the laws of the Rabbanan and relied on the Torah. They would expound these psukim. Neither the seller nor the buyer is obligated Maaser. Although the Rabbanan obligated the buyer to separate Maaser, these people relied on the Torah's exemption. Clearly, midrabanan across macht be'alma. The obligation for a buyer to separate maaser is only midrabanan. Likewise, the inference from the worker's exemption to obligate a buyer to tithe even unprocessed produce is only midrabanan. The Gemara retracts and expounds the term kenafshecha differently. Kenafshecha, ma nafshecha im chasam tepater, af poil im chasam tepater. The prohibition of leisachsim sherbedisha not to muzzle an ox while it worked with produce does not apply to workers. This is derived from this pasuk. Just as one may refrain from eating his produce, one is not liable for this prohibition if he unlawfully forbids his worker from eating. The Gemara returns to Rabbi Yannai's earlier ruling. Ein hatel mischayv b'maaser ad shiro pnei habayis. Crops are only obligated in maaser when their processing is complete and they entered one's house. The Gemara now suggests, ki k'amei Rabbi Yannai b'zeisim v'anavim delav b'nei gorinenu. He was only referring to crops such as olives and grapes intended for eating, which are not put in a pile, and therefore they become obligated in maaser when they are brought into the house. However, chitin v'sa'irin, garin behedyiksiv be. Regarding wheat and barley, the pasuk explicitly refers to the crops piled on the threshing floor, indicating that they become obligated even in the fields if they require this process. Rashi points out, hod rabbaishia, adam ma'arim al tzvu asai, les lehai terutza. The Gemara often refers to people using the loophole of bringing their grain into their house through the rooftops to exempt them from maaser, which clearly rejects this approach. The Gemara now contrasts a worker's rights to eat with the prohibition to muzzle a working animal. Ashkechan adam b'mechuber, kisav b'kamas re'echa v'ketavta melilas b'yadecha. The pasuk grants workers the right to eat when working with attached produce. Ashkechan shar betalish, leisachsim shar betishay. The pasuk grants animals the right to eat when working with detached produce. The Gemara now inquires, adam betalish b'shar b'mechubar minalan. What is the source that those who work with detached produce may eat, and that animals who work with attached produce may eat? The Gemara offers several sources. The pasuk says that re'acha, a worker, may eat from kama, attached produce. Amakra, kama beis pa'amim. Imeina inyan la'adam b'mechubar tineyu inyan la'adam betalish. The pasuk repeats the word kama to include detached produce, and omakro re'acha re'acha beis pamim. Emeina inyan la'adam b'mechubar tenei inyan la'shar b'mechubar. The pasuk repeats the word re'acha to allow animals as well to eat attached produce. The pasuk says kisavi became re'acha, without specifying what sort of work he is doing. Therefore, milo yaskinan sheschari lekatif v'amr achman aleichel. This includes those who transport the produce, indicating that one who works with detached produce may also eat. The word shar does not refer only to oxen, because we derive from the psukim regarding Shabbos that this term always includes all animals. Therefore, the pasuk could have omitted this word and simply written, "Do not thresh with the muzzle." Therefore, the extra word teaches to compare the halachas of the muzzler, i.e., the people, with the halachas of the muzzled, i.e., the animals. Just as human workers may eat from attached produce, animals may also eat from attached produce. Just as animals may eat while working with detached produce, human workers may also eat from detached produce.